Diese Sendung wurde präsentiert vom Thermen- und Vulkanland Steiermark. Jetzt buchen. Thermen-Vulkanland.at.
FM4.
It's just about 5 o'clock and time for the news headlines. The UN says over 300 children have been killed since the Gaza ceasefire ended, and Finland announces plans to quit an anti-landmine treaty. Here's John Cummins with the FM4 News.
Thanks, Emily. The UN Children's Agency UNICEF says more than 300 children have been killed in Gaza since Israel recommenced military operations last month following the breakdown of a ceasefire with the Palestinian militant group Hamas. The BBC's Yolande Nell reports.
The head of UNICEF, Catherine Russell, said the recent ceasefire had given a desperately needed lifeline for Gaza's children and hope for a path to recovery, but that there was now a return to a cycle of deadly violence and deprivation. After nearly a year and a half of war in Gaza, UNICEF says more than 15,000 children have reportedly been killed.
Lebanese officials say 4 people have been killed in an Israeli airstrike on the Lebanese capital Beirut, including a Hezbollah operative accused by Israel of helping Hamas plan a terror attack. The EU Commission President Ursula von der Leyen says the bloc has a strong plan in place to retaliate against US tariffs. US President Donald Trump has threatened to announce a range of new tariffs tomorrow, with imports of cars and pharmaceuticals among the products expected to be hit. Von der Leyen said that although the EU was ready to retaliate, she hoped a negotiated solution could still be found. Rebel groups in Myanmar have declared a unilateral ceasefire to support efforts to get aid to areas affected by Friday's powerful earthquake. The Three Brotherhood Alliance has been fighting Myanmar's military, which seized control of the country in a 2021 coup. The UN has warned of ongoing problems with the relief effort and says the window for finding survivors is rapidly closing. More than 2,700 people have now been confirmed dead. The UN Special Rapporteur on Human Rights in Myanmar, Tom Andrews, has criticized Myanmar's ruling junta.
There needs to be all hands on deck here. But instead of focusing on saving lives, the junta has been claiming lives, taking lives. The bombing raids have continued. I'm getting reports of blockages of humanitarian aid trying to get into certain areas. There's been reports of people being detained.
And Finland says it plans to withdraw from a 1997 treaty banning anti-personnel landmines, giving it the option of redeploying them along its lengthy border with Russia. Finnish Prime Minister Petteri Orpo said quitting the Ottawa Convention would allow Finland more flexibility to respond to changes in the regional security environment. Orpo also announced an increase in defence spending, saying Russia posed a long-term threat to all of Europe. To the weather now, and temperatures tomorrow will be a little milder with sunshine forecast for the west and changeable conditions elsewhere, bringing the chance of a few isolated showers. Top temperatures will range from 7 to 17 degrees.
Thank you, John. Okay. Philipp Emberger.
Emily Bassmann.
Are you hype? Are you ready?
Ich bin hyped, aber du verbrauchst nicht deinen ganzen Atem. Wir haben noch 2 hours to go bis 19 Uhr.
This is very true, yeah. Okay, FM4, Philipp Emberger, Emily Buzzfein here with you, bringing you the news, the stories, the flavor of the day. As I walk this wicked ground, keep me away from the devil's palm. I am the man. How dare you? I was shutting down the world and it scared you. Can't hold a girl down, that's this bad. Shame nice in my nose and my hair, dude. Not the type that would trip off nostalgia. Too nice, but my silence is louder. Spending off, but my finance is louder. I'm not the type to abuse. I walk this wicked crowd.
I walk this wicked ground, keep me away from the devil's palm. I am the light.
I've been slipping back, heading south, car sick on a Tuesday, missing cash, blacking out, heartless in a few ways, out of luck, elbow shredded, I held things steady like too late, please calm the hell down, I'll do whatever you say. I get it, I'm living too hard and it's time that I stop it, but rising on up and then tumbling down, well that's part of the process, bar tabs on a hot night in a cold basement. Yeah, I'm crazy, but I feel amazing. My mother told me that the world has got its plans. I wanna hold them till they burn right through my hands. Don't ask me questions, cause I'm tired of confessing. I can't sleep, I hope I stay awake, cause I've been running, running, running all day. Long nights, no peace, I feel like everybody's eyes on me. I can't sleep, I hope I stay awake, stay awake. Cause I've been running, running, running all day. Long nights, no peace, no peace. I feel like everybody's eyes on me. Burning the wick at both ends, screaming loud, stupid things, scaring all of my old friends. Fell down on Bedford, hope that it's not broken. Safe to say, I might have had too much of some of these potions. I love you so much, I'm staying here all night. Don't wanna get up, I don't wanna stop, I don't wanna close my eyes. I'd rather not give a damn and end up with some scars. The night's just long enough for me to build it all and let it fall apart. My mother told me that the world has got its plans. I wanna hold them till they burn right through my hands. Don't ask me questions, cause I'm tired of confessing. And I know that it's not much to say, but I swear that I'd like to change. I can't sleep, I hope I stay awake.
Ja, wir beginnen die heutige OKFM4-Sendung in Frankreich. Dort hat die rechtsextreme französische Partei Rassemblement National heute landesweit zu Demonstrationen aufgerufen.
Yeah, the call follows a court decision yesterday to ban the party's leader Marine Le Pen from public office for 5 years. A Paris court found that Le Pen and 24 others from the party are guilty of embezzling millions in European Parliament funds as part of a fake job scam.
Nach dem Urteilsspruch ist Marine Le Pen gestern Abend im Fernsehen aufgetreten. Das Urteil Urteil sei politisch und ziele darauf ab, sie an der Kandidatur zu hindern, sagt sie. Beweise hat sie dafür aber keine vorgelegt.
Steve Crilly has been following what's been going on.
Rendez-vous compte, le jour funeste.
Marine Le Pen on TF1, French television last night.
Mais ça devrait scandaliser objectivement.
So, can she run for the French presidency in 2 years' time during an appeals process?
No, she can't. It's very clear she cannot run for any new office.
Catherine Field is our Paris correspondent.
She's got two possibilities. One is that she goes to the Constitutional Court. She could get an answer from that within weeks, so she could have a quick answer then. She could then take the whole of the issue to the Appeals Court. Generally, that would take about 18 months, 2 years for that to go through.
Does this decision empower her party?
It does make them, if you like, feel as though that they're being held back by the elite. That's the message that they've been trying to get over. Whether the party will survive without her as a figurehead, that's going to be difficult to predict. They have a central figure, and it's the Le Pen family that's at the center of this.
And what about others in the Le Pen family? Could they take over?
There's her niece, who's split off from the party. You've got Jordan Bardella, who's the party president, but he's 29 years old, but he's just very inexperienced. So for him to have to run a presidential campaign, that's a difficult ask for someone who's so young and so inexperienced.
What do people generally across France make of this?
It's really been split down the middle with people who support her and the others who say, well, look, this law that bans her now is actually passed by the French Parliament. It wasn't something that was handed down as a decree from the so-called establishment, as Marine Le Pen calls it.
In the meantime, we've had Trump and Musk in the US backing Marine Le Pen and Italian Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni saying, no one who believes in democracy can be happy about the court's decision to ban Le Pen from the 2027 race. But to be completely clear, this was a French court, but it ruled that Le Pen and her party had spent allowances granted by the European Parliament.
I think the ones who do come out of this on top is the European Union. It was the European Parliament that brought it to trial as a way of showing, look, this is taxpayers' money. The European Parliament stood up and said, no, this is illegal and we're going to clamp down on it.
Everything, a book can kill the pain. Shuffling with it, she gets everything. A book can kill the pain. two steps and walk into the rhythm of it. Sometimes it's healthy you to wallow in it.
Vor zwei Wochen, rund zwei Wochen, hat der Essenslieferdienst Lieferando angekündigt, dass alle rund 1000 Fahrradbotinnen und Fahrradboten ihre Anstellung verlieren. Stattdessen will Lieferando in Zukunft mit freien Dienstverträgen arbeiten. Das ist natürlich ein bisschen prekärer als jetzt für die Personen. Neu ist das Ganze im Business aber überhaupt nicht. Bei Foodora und Volt ist das schon seit eh immer so.
Yeah, but how does that even work? How is that possible? Kicking people out of their employment and then pay them less money afterwards for doing the same job and the same tasks? Well, Robert Wasilinski has some assumptions and insights.
Das ist einfach, ich sage mal, Marktwirtschaft. Wenn ich weiß, ich muss gewisse Dinge nicht einhalten, ich muss mich nicht an Kollektivverträge halten, ich muss gewisse Regeln, kann ich biegen, bis sie eigentlich fast gebrochen sind, bis einer das einmal merkt, habe ich schon einen Vorteil. Das ist ein Muster, was wir global beobachten können, dass Plattformen genauso agieren. Sie schauen sich an, was ist das billigste Modell für sie und wie können wir es marketingtechnisch quasi im Endeffekt dann verkaufen.
Robert Wasilinski ist vom Riders Collective. Das ist ein Projekt von Gewerkschaft und der Arbeiterkammer. Und das Riders Collective setzt sich für eine Verbesserung der Arbeitsverhältnisse in der Plattformökonomie ein. Die haben heute zu einer Soli-Demo für die Lieferando-Riderinnen aufgerufen vor dem Lieferando-Hub in Wien.
Yeah, but they're not just talking about Lieferando. They also want to improve the working conditions for all the riders out there. And for that, they also have demands for politics, for politicians. They want, first of all, a quick implementation of the EU's Platform Work Directive, which regulates the the working conditions of people who work via digital platforms, these so-called gig workers. And that's why they'll also make a stop at the EU's EU embassy and the Austrian parliament at their demonstration, as Robert Wasilinski explains.
Das muss geändert werden mit Gesetzen, die klar formuliert sind und die klare Strafzahlungen, was weiß ich, was Konsequenzen mit sich ziehen, wenn das nicht eingehalten wird. Und da spreche ich jetzt aber auch über unsere Branche hinaus. Für alle Branchen gehört das so geregelt eigentlich. Es muss klare Gesetzgebungen geben, wo es eindeutig ist, das ist ein Selbstständiger, das ist ein Angestellter und alles dazwischen sollte es eigentlich gar nicht geben.
And if you turn to social media, some politicians have already picked up this issue, picked up this topic, and it is part of the government's program.
Don't be a sucker. people that I just
Beim Fleisch genießen keine Gedanken über die Herkunft machen, ist leicht. Bei Billa. Bei uns ist Frischfleisch von günstig bis zu unserer höchsten Bioqualität immer zu 100% aus Österreich. 100% genießen bei Billa und Billa Plus.
55 Jahre Enthüllungsjournalismus von Profil haben das Land nachhaltig verändert. Von Grohr über Ibiza bis Benko. In unbequeme Wahrheiten bringt Profil Skandale und Affären live auf die Bühne und zeigt, wie wichtig unbestechlicher Aufdeckerjournalismus nach wie vor ist. Zeig Profil und sichere dir jetzt deine Karten auf akzent.at.
Feier die Feste, wie sie fallen, mit dem Penny-Wochenstarter. Von Montag bis Mittwoch gibt's Kinder-Pingui, Maxi-King oder Milchschnitte. Ab 2 Stück pro Packung um nur 1,49 Euro. Das ist super Ostern, super günstig. Penny!
Dein Bike.
Deine Tour.
Bei Gigasport gibt's alles für deine Bike-Saison.
Top-Service, Top-Beratung und jetzt minus 15% auf das gesamte Bike-Sortiment.
In allen Standorten und auf gigasport.at.
Gigasport, wo dein Sport die Nummer 1 ist.
Renault.
16 Millionen Menschen haben sich seit 1990 für einen Renault Clio entschieden. Das entspricht fast der doppelten Einwohnerzahl Österreichs. Kein Zufall, dass sich so viele immer wieder für ihn entscheiden. Entdecken Sie den Renault Clio Full Hybrid E-Tech mit 143 PS und 900 Kilometer Reichweite ohne Aufladung. Jetzt als Benziner ab 14.990 Euro inklusive Finanzierung und Versicherung.
Die kennen sich aus bei Terrassen und Seele baumeln lassen. Die kennen sich aus mit jedem Stück Gartenglück.
Jetzt im Lagerhaus bis zu minus 15% auf ausgewählte Casafino-Produkte.
Die kennen sich aus im Lagerhaus.
Preise sind unverbindlich empfohlen, gültig bis 31.05. in teilnehmenden Lagerhäusern.
Renault.
Jetzt mit dem Renault Frühjahrscheck inklusive Räderwechsel den Frühling begrüßen und mit dem Klimaservice für angenehm frische Luft sorgen. Bei Ihrem Renault-Partner.
Ready für was Neues? Die Designer-Outlets Pöndorf und Salzburg bringen minus 20% extra Rabatt am Woman Day am 3. April. Shoppe, spare, staune. Designer-Outlets Pöndorf und Salzburg. Spare mit Stil und shoppe mit Spaß. Mit 20% extra Rabatt am 3. April.
Männer sind herzlich willkommen.
Liebpunkt, Dichpunkt, Legpunkt, Du-Punkt, Zuerstpunkt, Aufpunkt. Nein-Punkt, Du-Punkt. Schatz, Punkt.
Punkt für Punkt für Punkt ÖBB-Vorzugspunkte sammeln. Jetzt in der App aktivieren und punkten. Egal, ob schwer beschäftigt oder ganz entspannt. Alle Infos auf oebb.at/Vorzugspunkte. Und was fährst du? ÖBB. Heute für morgen für uns.
Jetzt wieder 4 neue minus 25% Joker bei Interspar einlösen und richtig sparen. 55 Jahre Interspar. Wir feiern und Sie sparen.
Los geht's. Strecken, dehnen, tief durchatmen und dann Erde lockern und Pflanzen setzen. Im neuen Gartenlustmagazin der Krone zeige ich, Karl Bloberger, Ihnen, wie Sie grün, gesund und glücklich garteln und dabei Körper und Seele stärken. Ab sofort in Handel, Trafik und unter kronevorteilswelt.at.
Die Krone und ich. Kronenzeitung.
Was sagst du? Wie wird der Sommer?
Sehr stylisch. Denn Designer-Sonnenbrillen von Calvin Klein Jeans, Donna Karan New York, Karl Lagerfeld und Davidoff gibt's bei Hartlauer um nur 129 Euro.
Und für Brillenträger?
Gibt es jetzt Sonnengläser in der passenden Sehstärke gratis dazu. Hartlauer.
Tigern Sie zum Löwen.
Oh.
Okay, FM4. I can see the world from here. Alles im gelben Bereich.
Love, make it. Kiss, warm,
hundreds of millions of dollars in federal research grants cut, students and faculty detained, deported, disappeared, restrictions on research topics. The climate at universities in the United States is tense, to say the very, very least.
Ja, und wir sind mittlerweile, oder die USA sind mittlerweile an einem Punkt angekommen, wo jetzt sogar einige prominente Wissenschaftlerinnen und Wissenschaftler wegen Trump und der Regierung die USA verlassen wollen. Unter anderem der Historiker Timothy Snyder.
Mm-hmm. Their reasons for leaving the country do vary, but all three of them are well-known scholars of fascism and vocal critics of President Trump.
Was ist jetzt eigentlich los an den amerikanischen Unis und wie geht's da weiter? Reem Higazi, mehr dazu.
Let me just send this message out. You want to participate in movements that are involved in doing things like vandalizing universities, harassing students, taking over buildings, creating a ruckus. We're going to take away your visa. So it's just that simple.
That's U.S. Secretary of State Mark Rubio commenting on the detention last week of a Turkish student legally residing and studying in the United States. Thing is, it's not that simple.
The message is that they're going to target people one by one so that those who are in fear will shut up, essentially. And universities are filled with fear already. Right now, they're targeting non-citizens for writing in student newspapers. I suspect they'll start pulling people's passports, targeting U.S. citizens for various reasons. They're trying to, and I fear they will succeed in destroying America's higher education system.
That is Jason Stanley, professor of philosophy at Yale and author of multiple books, including How Fascism Works, The Politics of Us and Them. He has very publicly accepted the University of Toronto's offer for a position. Historian Timothy Snyder, author also of many books on fascism, including the seminal On Tyranny, has already taken a position at the University of Toronto. The Trump administration doesn't really like it when Tim Snyder says stuff like,
Trump, he wants to stay in power indefinitely, and they're planning to fire the civil servants, tens of thousands of them, whose job it is to execute the laws as written. So without the rule of law, you're looking at a bumbling, stumbling, impoverished, unpredictable United States.
A third Yale academic, historian Marcy Shore, is also leaving the U.S. for a position in Toronto. While their reasons for quitting their homeland at this time are personal and political, the fact that grants are being canceled whenever Trump doesn't like somebody or doesn't like an opinion has a lot to do with it. Plus, there's a disturbing lack of solidarity in American academia, as Jason Stanley points out.
In the face of this, universities are turning on each other, are saying, oh, we don't want to be in the public. We're going to hide under the table. They're using my religion to go after academic freedom, crushing universities, supposedly, in the name of protecting Jews. My kids are Jewish. My kids are black. They're attacking their history. I love America because it doesn't have kings. I don't love America because we can punch other people in the nose.
Okay.
FM4.
Alles.
Alles im gelben Bereich.
Things feel out of order. Look around, I'm not sure. Paranoia, no. Can't afford ya, no.
Bombe la panya ba panga uye nena kuka ndi ulemu. Nifu ba inesi nifu na vokamba kamba. Vokamba kamba vileta pa mulomo.
Even
driving by, home in private. Home invasions got my brothers dying. Notice every car that's driving by, I think my neighbors want me dead. I got a cannon underneath the bed. Triple checking if I lock the door. I know every creek that's in the floor. Motherfucker, I'm paranoid. Around the block, eyes glued to the rear view. Rather double back than regret hearing pew, pew. Never trust a bitch. If you good, they could trap you. So just strap it up, but they fuck around and strap you. Bitch.
Trust these people out here, please. Whatever you do, keep to yourself. Keep your business to yourself. Don't even trust these motherfucking accountants because they will try to get over on you, okay? Please, because I don't want to have to fuck nobody up. I promise to God.
This is so good.
Watch your surroundings. Okay,
yeah. No cameras out, please. I wanna eat in peace. Don't wanna take pictures with you niggas or bitches. Nervous system is shook way before 19. LA'll do that to you. Where you from, nigga? Who you? Satellite, screenshots, paparazzi, NBA, privacy. Yeah, right, I got a better shot in the NBA. Ain't no respect for nothing. Voice recording all discussions. Her, him, they, them, or anybody. I don't trust a man. At all, some pray for my fall. Hearing clicks on the call. Niggas hacking for some rough drafts. Bitches looking for a buff bag. Wrist that for some jaw. Nah, you sing alone, but you don't know me, nigga. Nah, never ever, not at all. Y'all niggas cross the line like fuck the stop sign. They wonder where I close my eyes at. I keep my eyes wide. Don't got this shit cooked, Brody. Look, Brody. Handshakes got me shook, Brody. Niggas want info about me.
Read a motherfucker.
Read a book on me.
Groß bin ich, wenn nur einer an mich glaubt. Groß bin ich, wenn ein Traum mir den Schlaf raubt. Stark bin ich, weil ich müde werden darf. Stark bin ich, weil ich einmal mehr versah. Sag's mir einmal, sag's mir zweimal. Morgen, ja morgen bin ich wieder ganz. Sag's mir einmal, sag's mir zweimal. Ja, klug bin ich, wenn mich niemand grad versteht. Klug bin ich, wenn sich meine Welt umdreht. Schön bin ich, weil ich heulend vor euch steh. Schön bin ich, weil ich kleine Dinge seh. Brech ich einmal, brech ich zweimal. Morgen, ja morgen bin ich wieder.
Cory Booker ist wahrscheinlich ein Name, der wirklich nur absoluten US-Politik-Nerds irgendwas sagt. Das könnte sich aber ändern, denn Cory Booker ist Senator aus New Jersey und er beweist jetzt gerade in dieser Sekunde im Senat recht viel Ausdauer, möchte ich sagen.
Yes, indeed, because he is currently giving a speech. Now, that's not unusual for a senator. That's a pretty big part of the job, I would say. But the thing is that he's been doing it for several hours now. His aim with this action is to protest against President Donald Trump's policies. Social policy in particular is a thorn in his side.
Ja, Montagabend, kurz nach 19 Uhr Ortszeit, also Zeit da an der Ostküste, hat Cory Booker angefangen mit seiner Rede und das zum Beispiel hat er zu Beginn gesagt.
Tonight I rise with the intention of getting in some good trouble. I rise with the intention of disrupting the normal business of the United States Senate for as long as I am physically able.
Ja, und jetzt, etliche Stunden, und ich möchte wirklich sagen, etliche Stunden später, redet er immer noch. Cory Booker hat die ganze Nacht durchgeredet. Jetzt ist es in Washington zum Beispiel gerade 11.49 Uhr.
Wow, yeah. The whole thing is being streamed live on YouTube. And he's been talking about a lot of aspects of Trump's policies. There's a lot to say about President Donald Trump, apparently. He's criticizing his social policy, foreign policy, you name it.
Ja, solche elendlangen Reden heißen, by the way, Filibuster-Reden. Ist ein nicht ganz unübliches Mittel im US-parlamentarischen Prozess. Normalerweise will man damit eine Beschlussfassung durch eine Mehrheit verhindern oder zumindest hinauszögern.
Yeah, Cory Booker has also been reading out letters from citizens during his speech time and he's been receiving support from other Democratic senators. They've been asking him questions, which gives him the opportunity to take a quick break.
Ja, übrigens, falls Cory Booker den Rekord einstellen will, dann muss er noch ein bisschen durchhalten. Laut der Website des US-Senats liegt der Rekord bei 24 Stunden und 18 Minuten.
Jesus.
Der republikanische Senator Strom Thurmond hat eine Rede gehalten dagegen ein Bürgerrechtsgesetz 1957, glaube ich, wenn ich es jetzt richtig im
Kopf habe. Goodness me. Yeah, well, Cory Booker could also maybe make it there or do it like we do it here and just, you know, play some music, start singing some songs.
Oder wir reden 24 Stunden durch. Das würde sie doch alle lieben,
who
oder?
Who would love that? Hands up if you want us to talk for 24 hours.
Spielen wir Musik,
no
Emily, oder?
Okay.
Okay. FM4.
Get so desperate, how'd you stay alive? Das hier geht raus an meine Trash-TV-Mäuse.
Reality-TV boomt seit Jahren.
Ich muss euch einen Trash-TV-Tipp geben.
Das ist ein sehr wichtiger Filter. Wir werden jetzt Trash-TV ranken.
Für fast jeden Geschmack gibt es ein Format. Aber was für die einen nur Realitätsflucht und Unterhaltung ist, ist für andere einfach sexistischer Müll.
Wer diese Bilder gesehen hat, dieses Video von sexualisierter Fügigmachung von Frauen, dann muss man einfach einmal die Stimme erheben.
Ich frage mich, wo sind die moralischen Grenzen von Reality-TV und warum kriegen wir davon nicht genug? Ich bin Melissa Erhardt und gemeinsam mit meinen Gästen möchte ich das herausfinden. In FM4 auf Laut, morgen ab 19 Uhr.
I'm thinking about every bad mistake I made.
I lied to you,
thinking I'm so
It's just about 6 o'clock and time for the news headlines. The UN says there's been a surge in children killed in Gaza, and rebel groups in Myanmar declare a ceasefire to help aid deliveries. Here's John Cummins with the FM4 News.
Thanks, Emily. The UN's children's agency, UNICEF, says more than 300 children have been killed in Gaza since Israel recommenced military operations last month following the breakdown of a ceasefire with the Palestinian militant group Hamas. In total, the UN says more than 1,000 children have been killed or injured by Israeli attacks over the past 10 days. The BBC's Mike Thompson reports.
UNICEF statistics make grim reading. The agency says at least 322 children have been killed since Israel resumed its intense bombardments mid-last month. The figures include those who died in an Israeli strike on the surgical unit at southern Gaza's Al-Nusra Hospital. Since the conflict began 18 months ago, more than 15,000 children have reportedly been killed and nearly a million displaced.
Rebel groups in Myanmar have declared a unilateral ceasefire to support efforts to get aid to areas affected by Friday's powerful earthquake, which has left over 2,700 dead. The Three Brotherhood Alliance has been fighting Myanmar's military, which seized control of the country in a 2021 coup. The UN's Special Rapporteur on Human Rights in Myanmar, Tom Andrews, has accused Myanmar's ruling junta of bombing rebel-held areas and blocking aid deliveries. Finland says it plans to withdraw from a 1997 treaty banning anti-personnel landmines, giving it the option of deploying them along its lengthy border with Russia. Finnish Prime Minister Petteri Orpo said quitting the Ottawa Convention would allow Finland more flexibility to respond to changes in the regional security environment.
The security situation of Europe and Finland has fundamentally changed. Russia is and will remain as a threat to whole Europe. Finland and Europe need to evaluate all measures to strengthen our deterrence and defence capabilities.
And the former Austrian finance minister and current EU commissioner Magnus Brunner has defended the 2024 budget he handed down for the previous ÖVP Greens government amid criticism of the worsening deficit. Brunner said the budget was based on forecasts by Austria's two economic research institutes. New figures on Monday showed the 2024 deficit ballooning to 4.7% of GDP, well above the EU-mandated limit of 3%. To the weather now, and temperatures tomorrow will be a little milder with sunshine forecast for the west and changeable conditions elsewhere, bringing the chance of a few showers. Top temperatures tomorrow will range from 7 to 17 degrees.
Thank you, John.
FM4.
Philipp Emberger.
Emily Bassermann.
Are you ready for hour two of this here show on this Tuesday afternoon?
I'm ready. Ready to go.
So ready to go. Are you a good guy?
I'm a good guy. Are you a good guy?
No.
No.
White shirt, now red, my bloody nose sleeping. You're on your tippy toes creeping around like no one knows. Think you're so criminal. Bruises on both my knees for you. Don't say thank you. Oh, please, I do what I want. I'm wanting to my soul, so cynical. So you're a tough guy, like you're really rough guy. Just can't get enough guy, just always so puff guy. I'm that bad type, make your mama sad type. Make your girlfriend mad type, might seduce your dad type. I'm the bad guy.
Duh.
Control, even if you know that you don't own me. I'll let you play the role, I'll be your animal. My mommy likes to sing orderly. We still pity the men I know. So you're a tough guy, like you're really rough guy. Just can't get enough guy, just always so puff guy. I'm that bad type, make your mama sad type. Make your girlfriend mad type, might seduce your dad type. I'm the bad guy. Duh. But maybe it's 'cause I'm wearing your cologne.
Sorry.
OKFM4.
You may, at some point in the last week or so, heard about the new Netflix miniseries, Adolescence. It's sort of the show of the moment. Now, adolescence, a famously difficult time, I think, in most people's lives. Lots of hormones, growth spurts, crushes, you name it. It all happens.
Ja, und in der Serie geht es auch darum, aber eben nicht nur darum. Die Miniserie beginnt nämlich damit, dass der 13-jährige Jamie Miller